This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two, and we are joined by Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing, just now going by Capital. Kind of like Cher. It's just Capital.
No nail polishing, though.
Like no nail, yeah. He said if you call in for that, I get called, and I'll come over.
The call's redirected. Have fun with that.
Thank you for joining us for hour number two. Thank you for being on the show, as always.
It's good to see you guys.
You guys have probably been pretty busy over the last month with new furnaces being installed.
New furnaces, new water heaters. Yeah, a lot of flood victims. Yeah. So the manufacturers say if it's been submerged at all, they want it replaced. Mm-hmm. You know, it voids the warranty. And problem is once you get water into electrical components, wires, everything else, where do you stop with changing things? Yeah. And all of a sudden you replace all the guts of a furnace, and then you end up, might as well just get a new one with a warranty again. A
friend of mine's daughter lives south of State Fair Park. She had 7 feet of water in the basement.
Yeah, we had a couple of customers that it was up to the basement door. Yeah. When you open the door, that's how high the water was. Yeah. Electrical panels having to get changed. I mean, everything in all the wiring. I mean, that's substantial, unfortunate for people. Some people had insurance, some people didn't.
Not many people have flood insurance, and unfortunately, this was largely considered a flood. When water enters your basement from outside, that's considered a determining flood.
I wasn't sure why, because my friend of mine had a duplex, so he had two furnaces, two water heaters, everything in the basement, and had 4 feet of water. And
If it comes through your windows, your basement windows, or somewhere, that's considered a flood.
Okay,
and even probably through your foundation. Versus if it's a sewage backup or a plumbing loss, you know, a plumbing, broken pipe
that floods your basement. How do they prove that, though?
There's evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you go in the basement after it's cleaned, there's no broken pipes, no, you know, nothing. Sewage backup's a little
the sewage
little
backup
more.
Part of it.
What about a sump pump backup, though? How does that
treat that? That's groundwater. So sump pump failure you'd have to read your policy. It's been a little while since I was in that arena, you know, working in that arena. But sump pump failures would probably be covered, but it's still groundwater.
So that's the difference. The sump pumps are interesting because when this all happened, we were said, okay, well, how do we make sure sump pumps are properly sized and things like that? So we had to go back through an exercise of, okay, well, what is a crock hold? What's the water you're trying to discharge? Because if you put too big a pump in, you'd think that'd be better, but actually it's worse because the pumps burn themselves out because they're not enough cycle time and things like that. So we actually had to develop something that we could actually measure all the different things to figure out is a pump sized properly, right?
Yeah, and probably also the discharge pipe.
The discharge pipe and then the volume of the thing, because if a pump's pumping, what is it pumping? How much water is coming out? So we actually got something now we can actually measure all that and actually see what it is because a lot of people had pumps, but they weren't keeping up with what it is. And it turns out the pumps were functional, but not the capacity wasn't there anymore, right? Because they've got old.
Yeah.
So they're still pumping water, but in most storms it wasn't a big deal, but anytime you had a larger amount.
This one was probably difficult for a lot of systems. Well, not probably. It was. Yeah. Just not able to handle that kind of water.
So I just had a radon system put into my house, and right before they came, I put a new sump pump in because I wanted to, they're going to seal it up, right?
Yep.
So I knew my sump pump was at least 5 years old. Like, now's the time to do it. I'll get it done. And now you're telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, did I do it right? Did I get the right size pump? Oh my gosh.
Well, it's like anything else. Like, you know, because like we start talking about it, and like, well, what is the actual, because you can buy a million different pumps, right? And a million different things and pipe sizing. And then it really depends on your crock size. And there's just math, like anything else we do.
Right.
Darn that math.
But it's funny, we're in a room full of people that have been doing stuff for a long, long time, and no one sits and actually sit down like, well, geez, there is a way to do it. When's the last time we actually did it? So we actually developed a sheet and a process now that we can check it, and we can check existing ones and things to see, are they moving the right amount of water compared to what it should be, right? So at least we know, and it can let a homeowner know, right? Because it's just like, well, it turns on. Well, what does that mean,
right?
Because it could turn on and pump, 3 gallons a minute or 20 gallons a minute. There's a big difference there for you need.
That's a good thing. I mean, when I'm doing an inspection and... Either A, sometimes I can't access the pump because it's sealed, and then there's no switch. Some of them have the second plug that you can take apart and plug in the pump.
Yeah, one's for the float, one's for the pump.
But sometimes, a lot of times, there's no water in the crock, and it just goes, and I kind of jokingly say, well, I can go, and I'm not pumping water. So you really, the only way to know if that pump's working, I tell people, is that you got to pour water in here. You got to make it pump water.
But
you're going beyond that.
Yeah, then it might not be right.
Yeah.
Well, so there's two big things that we look at. So there's we have a special device where we can plug the plug in, then we can split the plugs. We can measure the amp draw. Right.
Okay.
So you can measure the amp draw, because if it's drawing more amps than it should, then you know the motor is going bad. Right.
Okay.
It may not be bad, but it's still working. And then the other thing is actually measuring the physical discharge on the pipe coming out. So we have a meter. We actually can just put a coupling on there, and it'll actually tell us
the flow
of what it is. And then we can actually look at everything and understand, is it size right or not size right?
Well beyond the scope of a home inspection.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm doing a little bit saying, hey, you got to make this thing pump work, you know, even though it's humming, you know, it's got to actually work. So if you have that sealed crock, somehow you got to make a resealable port.
That's why I'm surprised they don't have a plug in there for like testing purposes. We could just stick a hose or
something.
Some radon
mitigation companies will do that. They use the PVC clean out, like you see.
Okay.
And then it's a big nut on it. You can unscrew it and you can either pour water in or you can fit your arm in there and do that. So it is a good idea.
Good stuff. We're here all hour with Jason Foss from Capital. Make sure you get your calls in at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The Fix It Show is on.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Give us a call, 855-616-1620, if you have questions for Jason Fox from Capital. So tell us again what Capital all does, because it's a lot now.
It's growing.
It's growing. No nail polish, though.
No nail polish. That's on me.
Neither does Certo Propane.
Yeah, they don't. Maybe there's a niche.
There's a niche there. We need to get somebody on the show that paints toenails.
So there, that's it right there. Change your furnace filter, right? I got one from David this week.
Oh, my gosh.
That was crazy.
That's going to need a new furnace, not just a new furnace filter. The picture I sent Jason and Dayton during the week inspection, the filter is one of these 1-inch fiberglass cheap filters, had been sucked into the circulation fan, most likely because it got so dirty that it just didn't provide any resistance, or provided too much resistance. And now
wouldn't let the air through.
Yeah, so basically it's dying and starving.
You should put a page on your website that's just full of pictures of furnace filters your guys find, and be like, don't be this guy.
Yeah. You know, so we have we use Slack at work a lot. That's how we work with technicians in everyone's homes. But every day we have pictures of the day in the Slack channel, right? And there'll be some dirty duck work or stuff like that, right? Where we find stuff. Or we're seeing a lot of condensers now, like when we go out to do maintenance, that, you know, they're so plugged that they're having problems because it's, you know, all the stuff in the air, and they've been running hard all summer, and they're actually literally like a sweater all the way around it. Like, you can actually peel it off before we even clean it, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how much stuff is on there.
A sweater.
You're saying maintenance is important.
Maintenance is important. So change your air filter.
Yeah.
Keep your plants and bushes and things trimmed back from your air conditioner, right, to help there. But yes, maintenance is important. You know, obviously we're heading into cooler temperatures, not this next week, but we've been running no heat. We're at that time of year, heating and cooling calls in the same day sometimes.
Yeah.
But as far as Capital, what we do, right? So we work with homeowners in their home, and we work on all your mechanical things, right? So whether it's your heating systems, your cooling systems, your ventilation systems, any of your electrical things in your house, any of your plumbing systems in your house, right? If you need a new one, we can replace it. If you need to just, you know, repaired because it's broken, we can do that, or we can maintain it to make sure it lasts a long time. So whether it's drain cleaning, you want to get an electric car, panel upgrade, you know, new furnace, air conditioner, any of that stuff, bath fans, any of the stuff in your house, we're a one-stop shop for all that. Plus, we return your air to pristine quality, right, through duct cleaning, air quality products, or we can fix your water too. So
not putting in dishwashers though.
Sure.
You are.
Yes.
Okay. That's a plumbing thing.
You
it's a plumbing
sell and electric. The dishwasher?
No.
If I buy one, you guys will come swap it out for me.
You know, we find that there's so many choices for faucets, you know, dishwashers, toilets, you name what it is. It's better for the homeowner. We give them options to go shop for things.
Gotcha.
And even if we have to get it for them, like if they buy it, we can go pick it up and bring it there if they don't have the means. But I'd rather have you pick out exactly what you want than us to bring something and then it's like not exactly what you wanted. And we'll put it in for you, right?
Nice.
So it's just easier this way. You can figure out what it is, because there's so many choices. Like, Well, rub bronze can mean a lot of different things, right? There's a lot of different shades and things like that.
White can mean a lot of different things.
Exactly.
Wait, this isn't white. Yeah. This is linen. Yeah. No, yeah. This is bright white. No, this is
50 shades of gray.
Yeah.
Well, right? and everyone's got to look to that. They want to their home typically, right? Yeah. So for us, it's easier just for like, look, you pick out exactly what you want. We know how to put it in. That's not a problem, but I don't want to. Gotcha. We don't want to make seven trips to figure out that one thing. Yeah. So it's just easier. And then the homeowner saves some money that way too, right? Because then they can get paid directly what it is. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. And you have a club we're going to talk about when we come back. I'm sure we'll be giving some of those away at the end of the show again.
Absolutely. Merrill's League of Home Defenders.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to delve into what that is and why you want to be a part of it. And I have a question about it for myself. So Jason Fox, Capital, on with us. You can find them at callcapitalcares.com. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, David Nason, Jason Fox from Capital on with us this hour. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Was that a band I should know, Isaac?
Just because they're from Milwaukee and they're really good. They're called Known Moons.
Known Moons. All right. I got to check them out. I don't know that band. Let's go to John in Milwaukee. John, what's your question? Hello, John.
I think we lost John.
I know that he was asking, is it better to replace my AC now or wait until spring?
So obviously you're getting to the time you're not going to use your air conditioner, but the best time to replace the equipment is typically in your shoulder seasons, which we're in now. So you're kind of in that heating, cooling season in between. Always the best time is really yesterday because the pricing continues to increase, right? So we always get price increases. Typically we have a pretty sizable one in January. So it's going to be cheaper now than it will be in January. So you're always better off to do it sooner than later, because typically when you wait, you're going to pay more.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much with any thing, unfortunately.
Not much anything goes down these days, unfortunately. You know, yeah.
Especially if you know
gas
you need
and
it.
Egg prices. That's about the only thing that fluctuates. Everything once it seems like with the home, once it goes up, it's going
to
sit.
Well, so. You look at it, everything costs more to make, right? Because people want to get paid more money. You know, healthcare goes up. All these other input costs are constantly increasing, yeah. Right? So that's why nothing really ever goes backwards because. You know, no one takes a pay cut typically for a job, right? No, employees want to make more money, everything else. So that's, you have that price pressure constantly.
So let's talk about Merrill's League of Home Defenders for a second here. First of all, tell people what that is.
So Merrill's League of Home Defenders covers your entire house, right? So think it covers all your mechanical needs, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, all those different things. So it's a club where we come out and we take care of your maintenance. So we take care of your cooling maintenance, your heating maintenance. We take care of electrical inspection to make your whole home safe. You take care of your plumbing inspection, same thing, your leaking water, the valves work, is everything working properly? You get a free drain cleaning once a year, so we'll come out and clean that drain at no charge for you as well. You get no service call fees, so if you have a problem, we come out, it's free, right? You have to pay for the repair, but it's no charge for us to come out. You also get $400 worth of capital cash you can use towards your indoor air quality upgrades, towards a new piece of equipment or towards your water treatment. So let's say you need a softener or iron curtain or something to improve your water quality. You can use that cash towards that every year as well. You get 10% off duct cleaning, you get 20% off repairs, right? So it's a huge value savings program. It's $48 to join and $24 a month.
And I think you say the beyondifications themselves pay for it.
Yeah, so our beyondifications just on their own are $198 each. So, I mean, you know, you're $288 for a year. So you're saving money right then and there, not to mention all the other benefits you have and the priority service. So when you do need somebody, you can get them out quickly.
And you guys keep us on the schedule so that I don't have to remember that it's time. I get the call, yeah. Hey, it's time to update or get your beyondification. Let's set it up. So maintenance that you talk about, mm-hmm. I don't have to remember it because you guys are doing it for me, well, which I like.
And when you have maintenance, typically you don't have repairs and you don't have emergencies.
Here's a question I have for you. So the free drain cleaning, I have one drain in my house that always clogs. About once a month, I'm having to snake it because I don't know. It must be built wrong. The piping must not be correct. And I'm afraid to have you guys come do it because I don't want to know what's going on and I don't want to have to pay to fix it. But it's in our main bath. Like, literally once a month I have to snake it out. It's one person showers in there. It's me. I'm not a woman with long hair, losing hair. I'm not doing anything I'm not supposed to do in there. Let's clarify. It's literally, I take a shower a day and once a month I have to
So it could be that, or it could maybe it needs to be hydro scrubbed, right? So we can get in there with a tool and we can actually clean the lines out.
Because
maybe
just over the years it's clogged.
Yeah, you might not be pitched perfectly or things like that. Soap scum builds up, things like that. Okay. Where all of a sudden it's just building up, and when you snake it out, you might be just poking a tiny hole through there enough to get you through another month, right? Where we'll come out and take a look at it, and if it needs to be scrubbed, or maybe it is a deficiency that, hey, it's...
It's been that way since we moved into the place, so I've put up with it for 4 years. I've been using my
What is your time worth for a plumbing snake once a month?
And I was going to say, I used to snake our drain, and this summer we had Capital out to clear the drain because it got to a point where I couldn't snake it anymore with what I had. Okay. And so they came out, cleared
I'll
it.
Make
and
the
it's been
call.
Good ever since.
Yeah.
Can it mess up your plumbing if you don't fix it? Or is it just a nuisance?
Sure.
I've seen clogs where they can't get through them, right? Because of like certain things. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
I mean, most things we can do something with, but it's more like, do you want the inconvenience, right? Because usually when it becomes a problem, it's like you're in the rush or in the middle or it's a holiday.
And you don't
want to
be standing in ankle deep water when you're taking
that's
a shower.
That's why I have to snake once a month just to fix it. Okay. You got me convinced. I'll be giving you a call on Monday. Yeah. Capital Cares. No. CallCapitalCares.com, right? That's the website?
Yep.
CallCapitalCares.com. Jason with us for another half hour. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. We go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
No Packers game tomorrow because we won on Thursday. That's nice.
I was there. Great game.
Packers in Cleveland next Sunday, September 21st at noon. Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric on with us. And we've been talking about a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
What haven't we hit on yet? I know we have a question. Somebody asked about duct cleaning because we do that, right?
We could talk about duct cleaning.
We do duct cleaning, but he lives in an apartment. And his question was, can I have this done, or does the landlord, are they responsible for this? And two, does Capital do apartment complexes?
So the landlord has to authorize all the work because they're the ones owner of the building. Mm-hmm. So we can't have a tenant call us, even if they want to pay for it and do it all. We need the landlord to authorize because they're the actual physical owner of the property and things like that. We have done it in the past. We don't do much commercial work, but we've had tenants where they wanted to get it done and then paid for it themselves, but we have to get the landlord involved to make sure that we are authorized to do it. we don't do any damage or anything to stuff, but the owner of the building needs to let us know.
So an apartment building, different than a condo building. Condo owners own their heating and cooling equipment in a condo, but an apartment, they don't.
Exactly. The apartment, you're just paying for the space.
Yeah. What are the benefits of duct cleaning? Why should I do this? How often should I do this?
So it varies on, for everybody, right? So eventually all ducts get dirty, right? But if you have your windows open a lot of pets and kids and things like that, it's going to be a lot quicker than if everything's sealed up tight and everything like that. So the NADCA, which we follow, the National Duct Clean Contractors of America, they recommend you have it inspected every other year and then determine if you need it, right? So what determines it is just the amount of dirt and debris in the ducts. But the EPA just released a long study that they actually said that duct cleaning is the number one reason or way to get particulate and things down in the air and stuff like that, supported NADCA's findings for all these years. So they actually recommend it now as well. So basically, have it inspected to see if you need it done. Most people, if you're not sure, it's been a while, more than likely it's going to need to be done. Or if you sign up for one of our Beyond Vacations, we'll look at it for free when we're out there.
You guys actually have like a unit you set up that tests the air quality.
We have air quality testing available as well, where we'll test the air and see what's going on and determine other solutions and things. Like, they won't tell you if you need duct cleaning or not, but it will measure the particulate and things in there. The duct cleaning is more of a visual inspection that we get to look in there and see what's everything look like and things like that. Easy for homeowners to probably look at is maybe not so easy, but if you take off the blower for your furnace or you can look through your filter, you can see if there's a lot of dirt and debris all through the system there.
Or if you have a patio door and there's a grill in the floor in front of the patio door,
that's
and the
a
metal
very good
grill,
one.
And you can pick that up, you can see all the stuff that your kids have, dumped down that.
Or dogs.
there are Hot Wheel cars and Legos and everything and a lot of food, dried up food.
I mean, the amount of stuff you name it, we've pretty much found it in ducts and things like that. And the other thing is, too, is like you get a lot of animals that go and die in there. So if we pull those out and things like that. So, there's a lot of different things can be in there. And, you know, you're marinating and all that stuff every time the system runs, right? So dead skin cells, all the things, 99% of what's in your air you can't see, right? Only 1% is what you can actually physically see in the air. So when you see the dust and things floating out, that represents 1% of actually what's going on.
How long is a typical duct cleaning take?
Most homes we can do in under 4 hours. Larger homes or homes that where all the ductwork's sealed, we have to use a little bit different method. They can take 6 to 8 hours depending on what we have to do. But most of them we can get done in about 4 hours.
Is there a way if I move into a new home that I can tell if it's been done before?
So if you look at your ductwork down below, you might see like a bunch of black plastic plugs and some patches. But that won't tell you when it was done.
When it was, right.
Right? Now when you move into a new home.
It was done at some point, but you don't know when.
So remember, you, all the humans, we shed thousands and tens of thousands of skin cells.
And hair.
And hair and all this other stuff all the time, right? So when you move in a new home, your old homeowners are still there.
No. Enjoy your breakfast.
So
stuff going down the drain, stuff going into your ductwork.
Yeah,
let's talk about pillows and bed sheets here while we're at it.
Well, think about the carpet and everything else, right? So people are like, well, I move a new home, I get to clean the carpets because I don't want to deal with whatever was here. Well, all that's in your ductwork too, right?
The other time is if you do a big interior remodeling project, all that dust that's getting kicked into the air, all the sawdust, the drywall dust, the you name it, that's a good time after that is done to get your ducts clean as well. And that's what we found at our house when we moved in. It was a complete remodel. And we had those ducts cleaned, and there was so much stuff in there.
No, it is. And then that, you know, then you're forever picking it back out, right? Because that's going to continue just to pick it up and do it. And your filter is there, but the filter is not meant to bring that much stuff out of the air, right? Especially if you, you know, then you put the restrictive one in, and then all of a sudden you create other problems for the system. So,
is duct cleaning a flat rate kind of thing? Is it based on the amount of ducts, grills in the home?
We do it by square footage of homes, is what we do, and then number of systems and things like that. And then sometimes we'll have some additional discounts that, like, you know, if we can schedule jobs closer together, we can save a little bit of money. So we try to help the homeowners out with that too. So, but it's flat rate pricing.
A 1,500 square foot ranch, 3-bedroom ranch might with one furnace might be about?
Typically between $700 to $900, depending on what's going on. If you had zone systems, there's other like adders
to things,
right? Because we have to take certain things apart to make sure that it doesn't get damaged and stuff like that to properly block off the system.
That's why I was saying that. Typical one system, 3-bedroom ranch, kind of fairly straightforward.
So to check that, you just send a camera down one of the ducts, or how do you find out?
Yeah,
how
we
much
have cameras.
Is
typically, we'll drill a couple holes. We'll get permission to drill a couple holes that we can patch with plugs and things like that. And we just, you know, we know where to kind of look for inspection points and things like that. Sometimes we'll have the register, you know, like David was saying as well. It depends. Like, you know, pretty much our techs will know as soon as they walk in. If they start seeing dirty blowers and other components, they're like, okay, I'm going to go look at everything. And then they'll see, okay, there's more to it here. That's why it's a beyondification, right? Because it goes way beyond just like, we're not there just to fix the furnace and clean it. We want to look at the entire system. We want to look at also your home. Are we noticing anything, right? Because our guys are in 14,000 homes a year, right? So it's a lot of times, right? So we see a lot of different stuff and we know when something looks right or doesn't look right.
Two more segments left with Jason Fox from Capital. And in that last segment, we'll give away some Merle's League of Home Defender club membership. So make sure you stick around for that. Get your questions in at 855-616-1620. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
We can't help fix your relationship, but we can help with that leak. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Wonder if there's still tickets available for this concert. This would be a good one. Is Bob Dylan still alive? He must be. He's on the, thing, right? Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow at Alpine Valley on Friday.
This next Friday?
Yeah, that would be a good one to go to. I might have to look into that one, see if there's still tickets. So, Dayton Kane, David Nason.
Yep, he's 84.
Jason Fox, he's still performing. And Willie's 91, I think. Now,
holy cow. So,
is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're still out on the road. It's crazy to me.
I want to live to be 100 and functional like that, because that's
I'm living. 54 and I sit on my couch way too much. These guys are 91 and 80 and they're out.
I'm sure they spend a lot of time sitting around too.
Okay, so we've talked. What haven't we talked about yet that you guys do?
We didn't talk much about electrical, right? I mean, you know, electrical is a big thing for everyone in their house. You know, what a lot of the popular things electrical these days is like. You know, they usually starts with a switch, right? It's something, a switch or an outlet's broken, or you got the mystery switch. They don't know what it does, right? So we come in and we kind of look at that, and then they're like, you know, we'll replace it. Maybe you have to put a new one in, right? So, you know, a lot of switches now are more like the paddle switches versus the old toggles and things, right? So then you change that one out, and the customer starts staring at that one, and they're like looking at the rest of them, right? All of a sudden, we're back to, you know, change all the devices to match, right? So then, you know, that's usually kind of the next phase where people come in like this, want it all to look the same. And, you know, the new outlets have the child protectors and different things mm-hmm. in there like that. So that's a real common thing that we've been seeing a lot of lately, where it's a simple upgrade to your house. It's not super expensive, and it makes a big difference on the look and feel of everything. And then everything is grounded properly, right? The outlets mm-hmm. are all the right way and things like that. So, or, you know, we still do a lot of car chargers, right? A lot of people are still buying electric cars, and on the news, it doesn't seem like that, but we still do a significant amount of those where they're putting that in. And, you know, the HERS program in Wisconsin is still going strong, where if you need a panel upgrade or you want to do a car charger or you want to install a heat pump, you know, you can still get up to $14,000 in instant rebates for those programs. Mm-hmm. There's some criteria. You go to Focus Energy's website, you apply, and then we come in and we look at scopes of work and different things, and we help navigate it. But the nice thing is that money is upfront to you, and then we have to wait for it, right? So sometimes we wait a long time, but we actually get to give you the credit upfront. So especially for service upgrades and different things, it's pretty beneficial.
And I would say from an electrical standpoint of view, one of the more common things called out in an inspection, especially if you have an older home, is the lack of GFCI protection. And the reason it's called out is your home built in the 50s, 60s or so, built well before GFCIs were invented or anything. And so a building inspector, electrical inspector might say, well, it wasn't required when the home was built, so that's quote unquote grandfathered and such. As a home inspector, I'm looking at the condition and the safety of the home on the day that I'm inspecting it. So today, and if it's a safety issue, and GFCIs are basically life protection devices, they're you know, it's a safety hazard, so it's a defect. So you do need them in kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, garages, outside, unfinished basement areas, basically wherever water could potentially be. So that's
wet areas, yep.
That's something that you could definitely call Capital for and have them come in.
We do a lot of that. And even, you know, breakers get old too. Breakers stop working, things like that. Or there's still breaker panels that are not, you know, they had fire hazards, you know, some of the stab
block. Federal Pacific stab block panels.
Do you still run across any fuses?
We do.
Really?
We do.
Yes. Every once in a while. Not necessarily main panels. I see them more so in like sub panels somewhere else in the house.
Okay.
And it's been there. And it's like, okay, this needs to be replaced.
We saw a main panel the other day. A lot of times where we're running to is more usually typically tenant landlord situations, you know, where they maybe don't get as much love as residents. A lot of residences, to get insurance, they're making you upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, those are all things that, you know, that are, nobody really wants to buy a new electrical panel, but then when they have an issue or something like that, then it's a big deal. Or some of those stab lock breakers and things are hard to find these days, you know, because you're only getting used ones. They don't make them.
The stab lock is a known fire hazard. That what we call out as a defect. That needs to be replaced. But things like Wadsworth and ITE Pushmatic, these aren't necessarily fire hazards or safety hazards. Some electricians might think so, but essentially they're obsolete.
Yep.
Kind of like you said, you can't get the breakers or something. It's just,
you're buying them on eBay.
It's working fine. Yeah. But yeah, you're getting all used stuff, and that's you're gambling there. So
100%
much better off putting a new panel in.
Check them out. Call CapitalCares.com. When we come back, we'll give away some Merle's League of Defenders membership. So stick around. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Making it a great Fix It day. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Showers, storms, a high of 77 today. It's 63 in Milwaukee, and rain moving out of the area.
Looks like
for
it's
a while.
Moved out.
Yeah.
Probably so, just cloudy, a little overcast.
Hopefully, we got just enough to keep the trees happy and the bushes happy. And
your
now
grass a little bit so you can mow it again.
So every week, when you come on the show, not every week, every time you come on the show,
I'm
Jason
not every week,
Fox,
every once a month.
Every time you come on the show, we give away Merle's League of Home Defender memberships, and let's do that right now.
Yes.
First of all, tell people again what it is, what they get.
So you get two of our Beyondifications, one for heating, one for cooling. You get 10% off of our duct cleaning. You get 20% off repairs. You get no service call fees at all. You get a free plumbing inspection. You get a free drain cleaning. You get a free electrical inspection. And I think that's it, right? For front of the line service, we remember everything. Oh, $400 with a capital cash. That's what I was forgetting.
And they're getting this for free right now?
This is all going to be free. It's going to be good for 1 year of service, right? So 1 year from today, we're going to give you a number to text. Let's see. Bella's working today. So Bella will get you all set up. She'll get your services booked for you and things. If you need immediate service, we can get out there today for you. And you're going to text the word club, C-L-U-B, to 414-214-0184. That's the word club to 414-214-0184. You'll get a response if you're a winner, and then she'll call you to get everything squared away, and welcome to the family.
2 minutes left. What's hot right now? What are people calling about? Besides the furnaces and the water heaters, we know a lot of people got flooded. So that was your big focus this last month. Going into winter here, we're in fall now. What should we be looking at? What should people call about?
Well, I mean, like this time of year, a lot of people are starting to think of like how their furnace did last, you know, so the people that didn't get flooded, right? They're starting to think about how does the furnace did it do last year and things like that. So a lot of type of proactive maintenance and things are going on. A lot of people are looking at, you know, upgrades and things like that to their home as far as, you know, my heating bills were super high last year. You know, what do I want to, try and get ahead of that and make it cheaper? Cause you know, utility rates are going to go up again in January. So just trying to figure that out. So that's usually our big thing right now is a lot of people are looking at how do I upgrade or how do I save additional money? So we have a lot of good things for that. We actually have a big financing promotion right now. So all of our equipment now we sell comes with 10-year parts and 10-year labor. And we have some great 0% and long-term low payment options for people. So, if you're in the market for something or you want to at least get an idea, there's two ways you can do it. If you go to our website, callcapitalcares.com, you can actually price out a system and figure out what it costs before meeting with us, or we'll come out to your house at no charge and we'll sit with you and kind of go through your options, look at what everything is, and then you can make a decision if it's time now or not. But most customers, we can save them money on their utilities, right? So a lot of times you can get those rebates, or not rebates, but the lower cost of operation right away, and then you don't have to worry about any, you know, breakdowns or anything. Parts and labor are covered for 10 years. You just got to do your regular maintenance. So it typically saves people a lot of money, especially with the financing and things that we have in place or other rebates that we can also help you achieve.
And I can book an appointment right on the website, right?
Yep. If you go to the website, you can book your own appointment when you want. You can call us. You can text us. We're available 7 days a week, 24/7. So, you know, at any time you want to do it, we're there for you. You can give us a call at 262-220-7020. That's 262-220-7020 is our phone number. We're happy to help you out.
Always right. Good to have you
Sounds
on the show.
Good. Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest
Thanks
of the weekend.
For being here.
You as well. Yeah. I got to go fix my mom's oven now. So.
Oh, always at work. Okay. Always
appliances.
At work.
That's not one of your.
We don't do that capital, but yeah. for my mom, we'll do anything.
Of course you do. All right.
David, we'll see you next week. You
yes.
Here?
Yeah, I'll be here.
We'll do All it right. again at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9 every Saturday. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ. Colleen Ulzberg in for Rose Gray next on the Fox World Travel Show.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.